السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, the Mubarak month of Ramadan has ended. Our light has taken away all the barakat, the noor, the rahmat, and the rains that were pouring Allah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. The hearts experience the zulmat that comes, the darkness that comes when the month of Ramadan leaves. It is as if the sun has set. How the darkness then spreads over the earth. It actually seems like that there was bright light, there was great shine, and then suddenly the sun has set and we in darkness. So the Mubarak month of Ramadan has ended. And the whole purpose of fasting in Ramadan, the zikr, the tilawat, the ibadat, was so that we may get the strength and the courage to practice for the remaining 11 months of the year. That was the whole purpose of it. The training period was the month of Ramadan. And now is the time to practice on that disciplining that we did in the month of Ramadan. But if after the month of Ramadan, it means returning to all our old sins and vices and evils and mischief and corruption and fitnas, then it means that it was an exact reflection of that state which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions of that fasting person who does not give up sins in his life. Rubba sawaimin laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju wa rubba qaimin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa as-sah. The person did not get anything from his fasting except hunger and thirst, and from his remaining awake except loss of sleep. What else did he gain? So let us not be in that category. Of course, the doors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, the doors of His forgiveness, the doors of His rahmat remain open throughout the year. But that extensive amount of rahmat and barakat, as we say that sometimes it drizzles, and then we say now it's pouring. So there can be drizzle also and there can be pouring rain too. So in the month of Ramadan it was pouring. But that drizzle also is good enough for the crops and for the vegetation. If there's a steady drizzle, it's just drizzling all the time, there's a steady drizzle, then that too will be beneficial for the crops. The crops will get its greenery, there will be production. And then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, every night without fail, every night tahajjud time, that same proclaiming that is there anybody seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him, that carries on. So in other words, that drizzle that is throughout the day of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's maghfirat and rahmat and forgiveness, late part of the night again it starts pouring. And then in the month of Ramadan and on big nights, then there is multiplied rain. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not shut His door. That is our Allah. That all of us who may have failed or neglected our duties in the month of Ramadan, we may not have done justice to Ramadan, then if only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had informed us that now next year you must wait until then the doors of Tawbah will open. And when the doors of Tawbah will open next year, then you must start making again istighfar, Tawbah, and we will accept your Tawbah. Just imagine what would have happened to us. Because here the moment the sun sets, we start committing sins. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps those doors open. But as I have mentioned repeatedly, but that is not the purpose of Tawbah. that we make the tawbah to break the tawbah. A person does not make wuzu so that he may break the wuzu. इसलिए कोई वजू नहीं करता कि जानबूझकर मैं वजू तोड़ूंगा. वजू टूट जाए तो फिर वजू कर ले. बट नोबडी मेक्स वजू विद द नियत ऑफ ब्रेकिंग दैट वजू. नोबडी डज दैट एक्सेप्ट इन वन केस वेयर पर्सन टोल्ड मी, ही सेज मौलाना आई हैड टू फोर्स एंड ब्रेक माय वजू. सो व्हाट हैपेंड भाई, ही सेज दैट देयर वर पीपल मेकिंग तरावी. देयर पीपल मेकिंग तरावी इन डिफरेंट ग्रुप्स और देयर रीडिंग इन नफिल. So I joined one of those groups. So one para finished, two para finished, three para finished. I'm still standing. He says, "Ab toh main ghabraya ki ye kab tak chalega." So zabardasti wuzu tod diya tha. So now that we will say was exception to the rule. That's exception to the rule. Wo bichara phans gaya. So nobody purposely tries to break. So accidental mistakes, accidental sins, the person makes plenty of tawbah again. Otherwise, brothers, we are in that time of fitna where a person desires that he rather be in the grave. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that qiyamah will not come. The time or the world will not end. The world will not end until a person will pass by a grave. He will pass by a grave. And then he will return to that grave. After passing by that grave, he will return to that grave. And when he will return to that grave, then he will say, Ya laytani kuntu makana sahib hazal qabr. Hi, I wish I was in place of this person that is in this grave. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this will not be because of his deen. وَلَيْسَ بِهِ الدِّينِ إِلَّا الْبَلَىٰ. This will not be because of his deen, it will be because of bala. And what meaning has been given of that? The meaning that has been given of that, that this person who passed by this grave, and now he returned to that grave, deen, one of the meanings of deen is adat, a person's habit. That is also one of the meanings of deen. Al-maru ala deene khaleelihi. One of the meanings that the person is on the adat, on the habit of his friends. His friends, whatever bad habits they got, he'll also get that adat. The friends got good habits, he will also get that habit. So one meaning is adat or habit. And the other meaning is that it is deen. So he said, this is not because of his habit that every time that he passed by a grave, then he came back and he said, I wish I was in place of this person that is in the grave. Wasn't that? It was not his habit to do this. And the other meaning is that walaysa bihi deen, that it is not because this person now cannot seem to practice on deen, or is finding it very difficult, the environment is very, very vicious, and he is finding it difficult to get up for his salat, or to stay away from haram, or to give his zakat, or to fulfill the rights of his parents, his children, his wives. So now he says, Ya Allah, I can't seem to practice on Islam, on deen, on Sharia, and I do not wish to be punished in the akhirat. So I wish I was in place of this person who is in the grave, so that I get saved from that azab of the akhirat. Ek toh ye hai ki because of his deen now, he is very concerned, he can't practice, so therefore he is saying, I wish I was in place of this person that's in the grave. He says, it is not that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, not because of that deen. It is because this person has suffered such losses in this world. He suffered some losses, or some difficulty, some hardship, some bala, some problem, some test, some trial, which he can't take. And as a result of that, now he says, I just can't take this, I wish I was in place of this person who's in the grave. So, uski dunya ko jo nuksan pahuncha hai, uski wajah se wo ye tamanna kar raha hai ke kaash mein is qabar mein hota. It's not because of his deen. Now look at what a kind of fitna that is. That this person now, because of his dunya, he wishes that he was gone. And this is exactly the situation that we are in at present. That many people, they say, we wish we were dead. But for what reason? Is it for your deen? If they were enjoying good life, there was plenty of income, there was a nice palatial home, a big mansion, palace, gold, silver, wine, drink, women, everything, he was enjoying himself, then would he have desired this? So it is because of his tests, or because of those tests that have been coming upon him, that he wished that he was gone and in the grave. How many people are desiring that, that we wish we were dead, we wish we were dead, but it's not because of deen, it's because of that dunya, the tests that are coming in this dunya, from the side of the children, from the side of the wives, from the side of the business, from the side of other things, different angles, the wars that are taking place in the world, the battlefields, the sukoon is gone, restlessness, anxieties, worries, the person says, I'd rather be dead. Now look at what a big fitna that is, that the person is desiring death for what? For the sake of his dunya which has been troubled. Not because of deen. So at such a time, increase amount of zikrullah is something that brings sukoon in the heart. The zikrullah is something that then brings sukoon in the heart. That the person's troubled heart, now what else is going to give him sukoon except the ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, the ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala is the only thing that will give him sukoon. And then after that, even if he desires to leave this world, and even if he desires that he was in place of somebody that's in the qabr, that will not be because of his dunya, it will now be because of his deen. That now he will be desirous of going into the akhirat because he wants to enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. And he wants to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's didar. So ab uski tamanna jo hogi jane ki wo isliye hogi taaki ab dida khuda ka didar ho jaye, isliye nahi ki duniya ko nuksan ho raha hai. I wish we understand this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that at present if you look around, so many people are saying, and I handle cases every day, I write reply to letters every day, how many people are saying that? That we wish we were gone, we wish we were dead, we wish we did not live. But their wish was not like that wish of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all those other sahabas. I wish my mother had not given birth to me. I wish I was a straw that was eaten up by some animal and qurbani was made of that animal. Now all those things were not because of dunya that was being affected. It was because of their muhabbat for Allah ta'ala, or the khawf of the azab of Jahannam and Akhirat. So this zikrullah, this is the purpose of this majlis. This is not for increase of our knowledge and education. There's plenty of other majalis for that, and plenty of other bayans that take place for that. But this majlis on Thursday nights is a majlis of tawbah, that we return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We cry over our sins, and we increase our zikrullah, and we get that sukoon again in our hearts, and we get that himmat and that courage and the strength to face the trials that are be facing us in this world. We don't ask for it. We ask Allah Ta'ala only for afiyat. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us nothing but afiyat. We must not say, oh Allah, I don't wish to be punished in the akhirat, so therefore punish me in this world. So many people say that. And then when the punishment comes, then they cannot bear it. Who can bear the punishment? They must say, oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Forgive us. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. But if the trial and test comes, then the person must be firm, he must be steadfast, he must be a rock. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take him over it. Allah ta'ala will give him afiyat. Allah ta'ala will protect him. The person will find sukoon. Even in the midst of those thorns, Allah ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from all the fitnas that are around.
ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم چپ کے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم چپ کے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم سانس ہے ایک رہ روے ملک عدم دفعتن ایک روز یہ جائے گا تھم ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے
Do whatever you have to do, finally it's going to be death. Life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, drop by drop, drop by drop. This breath which we are taking, one day is going to stop. It is going to stop.
हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन
यू विल हैव टू गो टू द ग्रेव whether यू लाइक इट or नॉट हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन यू हैव टू गो योर बिजनेसेस योर कार्स योर पैलेसेस योर गोल्ड एंड सिल्वर योर ऑयल वेल्स वट एवर यू ओन यू हैव टू लीव इट एंड गो विद द कफन्स विच हैव गॉट नो डिजाइनर लेबल्स यू हैव टू शो योर फेस टू अल्लाह ताला वन डे इट्स नॉट दैट अल्लाह इज नॉट वॉचिंग यू नाउ But on that day of judgment, where are you going to go? You have to face Allah. And how many times I have said when a person is dragged into court for some crime that he may have committed, he hides his face from the cameras, does not want to be seen by the people, does not want to be recognized. On Qiyamah Day, which cloth is he going to cover over his face? When it will be announced that this person committed adultery, fornication, stole, spoke lies, gambled, went to the rave and the movies, and the whole world must see now what punishment he is going to get. At that time, which cloth is he going to put over his face?
मुँह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन
सो नाउ डोंट वेस्ट इवन वन डे ऑफ योर रिमेनिंग लाइफ नाउ दैट डजंट मीन सिट ऑल द टाइम इन द मस्जिद रीड तस्बीह मेक कुरान तिलावत मेक जिक्र और गो टू द माउंटेन टॉप Or go away into the jungles doesn't mean that. You will remain in your businesses, in your homes, with your children, with the families. You will do everything that a normal person does, but you will not waste the day means that you will not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a single moment. Fulfill the hukam of Allah ta'ala. Whatever He has ordered, do. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Don't disobey Him. One person yesterday told me, This is Molna, I realized in your programs in the last 10 days of Ramadan, for the first time I attended, and I realized that I wasted half my life. Half my life is wasted. Since I'm about 28 years of age, half my life is wasted. I said, no, bhai, it's not half the life wasted, because we don't know what's the other half. Because you are saying half your life means that you are expecting to live for 56 years. Whereas little children of 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, youth, they're leaving this world every day by the thousands around the world. They are leaving. Little babies are leaving. So how can we say that just half my life is wasted? Think seriously over what I'm telling you. That we all say that I've wasted some part of my life. Then how much is left of the remaining? I said, we do not even know whether there's 1 second remains or 1 hour remains or 1 year remains or how much remains. So we must think that we wasted our entire life. We must think that we have wasted our entire life, not half our life. So we must say, Ya Allah, whatever life is wasted and gone is gone. Whatever remains, Ya Allah, only you know. So give us the tawfiq to remain steadfast now on deen, in the remaining part of our life. And not that still another half to go. This is not a question of half time. That you play for 45 minutes, kicking the football into this goal, and then you turn around and kick into the other goal for the next 45 minutes. There is no half-time business here.
Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zaroor, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zaroor. Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zaroor, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zaroor. Umr ye ek din guzarni hai zaroor, umr ye ek din guzarni hai zaroor. Qabr mein mayyit utarni hai zaroor, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai.
Life is going to pass. We don't have to make an effort to make life pass. Does anybody have to make an effort to make time pass? The time is going to pass. For some people in happy times it will pass, and for some people in difficulties and hardships, but it will pass. Whether the person is in good time or difficult time, but the time will pass. The time will pass, and the time will come when we will pass by. At present the time is passing by, and then the time will come when we will pass by. Our janazah will be proceeding to the graveyard. What happened is that it passed by. That is why when I was going for my bypass operation, then at that time I said, if I have to pass by, then at least read 3 qul and send sawab to me. Because we don't know whether the bypass may end up with pass by.
Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zarur.
What we do, we will reap. Whatever we sow, we will reap. We can't plant thorns and then wait for roses.
Aane wali kis se taali jayegi, jaan theri jaane wali jayegi. Aane wali kis se taali jayegi, jaan theri jaane wali jayegi. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi.
Your soul will be taken out from every limb, part of your body. Sand will be thrown above your grave.
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, 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 Allah Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنڈ اللہ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. We have spread our hands before you, my Allah, my beloved Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan may have gone, but Ya Allah, your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Even after Ramadan, O my beloved Allah, your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Your ocean of forgiveness is unlimited. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that we were not able to do justice to our fasting in Ramadan, our zikr in Ramadan, our tilawat in Ramadan, our ibadat in Ramadan. Ya Allah, so much of our time was wasted in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we wasted our time in idle chit-chat, in gossip, in vain actions. Ya Allah, at that time, how much of your anger must have been focused at us. But out of your shan of Rahimi and Karimi, you did not seize us. But oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our entire lives. From the time we became of age up till now, oh my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, we are ashamed. Allah, day and night we used your very bounties for your disobedience. The great namat of sight for your disobedience. The great namat of hearing and speech for your disobedience. The great namat of hands and feet for your disobedience. The great namat of heart and mind for your disobedience. Ha, mere Allah, hum kitne nafarma, hum kitne gunega. ہم سیاہ کار، ہم بدکار، ہم مجرم، ہم خطا کار. اے اللہ، ہم نمک حرام. تیری ہی نعمت ہے، یور باؤنٹیز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس. اور او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یور بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہیز انفارمڈ اس سم تھنگ دیٹس بلوڈ ٹو یو از دا فورگیونیس آف سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our grandchildren, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, do not seize us. Ya Allah, purify and clean us. Purify and clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires which have engulfed our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify us. Ya Allah, the filth of the cities go into the ocean. Just one wave is sufficient to keep the waters of the ocean park and clean. Ya Allah, just one wave, just one wave from your ocean of forgiveness over our dirty hearts. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean is sufficient. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we are going in the wrong direction. We are going in the direction of Jahannam. We are going in the direction of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, we are distancing ourselves from you, from your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from your Mubarak Deen. Ya Allah, we got nothing in return except anxieties, restlessness, worries and problems. Ya Allah, ab to hamara hal badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaat, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. If the conditions of our hearts change, everything will change. Ay Allah, hamare dilo ko Noor-e Iman se munawwar farma. Light up our hearts with the noor of Iman, with the noor of Zikr, with the noor of Tilawa, with the noor of Ibadat, with the noor of Khidmat of Khalq. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of Durood and Salaam. Ay mere pyare Khuda, remove the darkness that is in our hearts. Remove the darkness that is in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, O my beloved Allah. Such a bond with you, the nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, that we enjoy the sweetness of that bond every minute of our lives. Oh Allah, we enjoy the sweetness of your Muhammad. Our heart beat also by Allah. We hear nothing but Allah. Sunu naam tera dhadkano mein maza a jaye maula dil badal de. Sunu me naam tera dhadkano mein. Every beat of my heart, oh my Allah, ayya Allah, Allah, Allah. I get such sweetness in that, my Allah. Maza aja, such enjoyment. Ya Allah, give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes easy to give up all sins in our lives. Give us the himmat and courage and strength to throw out of our lives and our homes everything evil that has embedded itself. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat of lions against our nafs. With your power of jazz, make each and every one of us yours. Draw us towards you with your power of jazz. We have tried but we have failed. Ya Allah, we try and we fail. Ya Allah, we do not have that courage and that himmat. Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, make us all your walis. Ya Allah, make each and every one of us your walis. Put the crown of wilayat on our heads. We want to become your friends, O Allah. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to come near you. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Mere pyare Allah, bless us with a life of prosperity, a life of happiness, a life of contentment, a life of satisfaction, a life of zuhad and qanaat, a life of taqwa, a life of shukr. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with muhabbat of yours, and so much muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do that which he is pleased with and distance ourselves from all that is displeasing to him. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, throughout the world, the beloved ummat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, this very moment in Iraq, in Fallujah, in Palestine, Afghanistan, Kashmir, so many other parts of the world, Ya Allah, so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah, little children are losing their lives. Ya Allah, so many are languishing in prisons for no other sin except that they took your Mubarak name and they were propagating your Mubarak Deen. Ya Allah, in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, they were not given any kind of peace. They were not allowed to have any kind of sehri or iftar. Ya Allah, on each day they had to look above their heads that no bombs were raining upon them. In the masajid, Ya Allah, shooting of people that are in sajda. Where Allah, how long are the Muslim governments going to look at the destruction of masajid, madaris? Ha, my Allah, change the condition of the world. Allah, it's not difficult for you. My Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Give them iman and yaqeen. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, they have made up their mind, they will never ever accept Islam. They will continue with the persecution, the torture, the oppression and the tyranny. Then my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Unke qadam ke niche ki zameen ko hila de, mere Allah. Cause the ships to sink, their planes to crash. Send gale force winds against them. Send cyclones against them. Ya Allah, unleash your azab upon them. Mere Allah, kab tak ummat-e-muslima zillat aur ruswai ke gade mein rahegi? How long in the valleys and ditches of disrespect and dishonor? Ya Allah, raise them once again to the position of dignity and honor that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left them. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that it is because of our sins that we are suffering around the globe. But my Allah, oh my Allah, if you are going to look at our sins, then we'll face destruction, destruction, destruction. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that flowed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Look at the blood of the 70 Sahaba that were shaheed in Uhud. Ya Allah, look at the sacrifices of his companions, of his family. Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which he shed day and night for his ummah. Ya Allah, un aansuo ke tufail mein, us khoon mubarak ke tufail mein, un shaheedon ke khoon ke tufail mein. Ya Allah, ab to ummat ke upar raham farma. Ya Allah, ummat ke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, ummat ke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, dunya aur akhirat ki bhalaiyon se hame mala maal farma. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zameen meri. If you become ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Allah, ab to hamara banja. Become ours and make us yours. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Ilahi, me tujhse talabga. Oh Allah, people are seeking different things from you. We are seeking you from you. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din mein dua maangta hoon. Ay Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, my beautiful Allah, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. How can we make shukr of your ni'mats that you have blessed us with? Ya Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats because of our disobedience. Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to leave this world. Ya Allah, before the time of our departure comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. And when the time of our going comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, a bottle of wine in our hands. Ha, wa Allah, protect us from such kind of death. Take us to Madina Tayyiba, at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with a salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, humari rooh joomti hui tere paas aaya. Our soul departs. Ya Allah, when our janaza is placed in Masjid-e-Nabawi, and when the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, let my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam listen to that takbir. And then say, O Allah, a sinful ummati of mine is going. I intercede on his behalf. Make his maghfirat. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Maqam. اور اگر وہاں مقدر نہ ہو جہاں بھی ہو ایسے حال میں ہو کہ تو راضی ایسے حال میں ہو کہ تو راضی یا اللہ let our death be the stay that we look forward to meeting you and you look forward to meeting us for the day of قیامہ without any reckoning enters into جنت in the company of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ کرام تابعین تبع تابعین و مشائخ Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.